It's a tough week, but now it's time for sports. Traveling to the Tokyo Olympics? Not so fast. And they call it March Madness for a reason. Oral Roberts upsets Ohio State. And some weighty disparities in the men's and women's tournaments. Here to talk all about it is ESPN's Howard Bryant. Howard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Olympic organizers say they do not want fans, international fans, from outside the country to attend the Tokyo Games this summer. Of course, my first thought, this means BJ Lederman, who writes our theme music, won't be able to attend. But in addition to BJ, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of visitors, what are the calculations they're making?
Well, the calculation they're making is the opposite calculation of the one we're making here. It's just not time yet. And I think that having not had the Olympics last year and having Japan be one of the countries that has really controlled the viruses as well as any of the countries in the world have outside of Australia, that this is a message that we're close, but this is a very big risk and they weren't willing to take it.
Number of great athletes who happen to be women. This is the video of the week, including Sidonia Prince of University of Oregon's women's basketball team, posted on social media the differences between men's and women's weight training facilities at the NCAA tournament. The men's facilities looked professional. The women's facilities looked like the workout room of a low-rent motel on the interstate.
Yes.
How could officials let that happen?
Well, they let that happen because you have to walk the walk. And this is just another example of the misogyny that you see in women's sports. And that this is the social media aspect of this was fascinating because you can't hide it. The players were saying how unacceptable this was. That workout room looked like they'd went to Target and bought a couple of barbells and brought them in for the players. Yeah. And so on the one hand, we all know the deal. We know that the NCAA March Madness on the men's side is a $1 billion industry. It's an $800 million machine. We also know that the NCAA says that they are committed to equality, that they're committed to Title IX, and that you can't do this. And I think that what they got embarrassed, and rightfully so, and they should really do something about it. It's just not fair. It's not fair to the players.
University of Connecticut women's basketball team. Elsewhere in the show, of course, there's a profile we have of their great star right now, Paige Becker. Haven't won the tournament in 5 years. Well, what does that say about the state of women's basketball now?
Well, it's good. I think that what it says is that there's more parity. Now, let's not forget they didn't play last year. But this is what it is, Scott. I think, once again, when we talk about misogyny and you talk about not wanting women's sports, you always keep trying to find ways to say that the women aren't, that their game is somehow inferior. If you go back and look, they've only been playing the NCAA Women's Championship since 1982. It's only 38 years. And in those 38 years, okay, UConn and Tennessee have won 19 championships. But if you go back and look at the first 38 years of the NBA championship, the Celtics won 15 by themselves. If you go and look at the first 38 years of the World Series, the Yankees and the Red Sox won 13 championships. This is what happens when you start a sport and there's a dynasty and then the talent spreads out. But let's not forget, UConn is still second in the country. They're still 24-1. They're still very much favorites to win this championship. So we've got a little bit more talent spread out, but at the same time, they're still pretty darn good.
Very quickly, don't believe anybody who says they had Oral Roberts over Ohio State, right?
Buzzer beaters galore.
ESPN's Howard Bryant, thanks so much.
Thank you.